The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Well, hello there. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and as always, I'm delighted to be back again with Father Reginald Foster. And today I'd like to concoct a story, Father. Concoct, that's a word that comes from the Latin.
Yes.
What does it mean?
Concocere is to cook together.
It's a solemn story, and it's about consistories. Consistory, that's a word of Latin origin, isn't it?
Yeah, consistorium, to sit together.
Which means...
like an assembly of people sitting together.
It's really
a strange
word.
They applied this when the cardinals and the pope were together, was a seating together, consistory. Consistorium.
If you say to someone outside the Vatican, consistory, it's a bit of a technical word,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, they wouldn't understand
that. That's unless they know Latin. Well, anyway, we said it's an assembly of cardinals. Cardinal, that's the word that comes from Latin.
Cardo, meaning a hinge on your door. And so cardinalis were the hinges of anything. And so you'd say the hinges of the church are supposed to be the cardinals.
So
that's where it comes from.
So they're the ones that are summoned at the discretion of the Pope.
Yes,
the
because
right?
They're supposed to be the important people, the hinges on which the church revolves.
Pope reads their names ahead of the consistory, right? The consistory itself can be secret, semi-public, or public. Those words are all vaguely derived from Latin, aren't they? Secret.
Well, secretum. When no one else is there and no one knows what's going on. Secret consistories practically don't exist anymore. And then you have public consistories, namely where the doors are kind of open and what's going on in the hall is more or less well-known knowledge.
But public comes from the Latin.
Yeah, publicus, which belongs to the people.
And semi-public?
Semi is Greek, meaning half.
So it's a word that's Greek and Latin.
Yes,
We speak of the creation of cardinals. Creation is a word that of Latin origin.
Yeah, actually, it's very Greek. That's technical, and that is it's correct. Creare means to appoint someone. We think of creation as like Genesis or God creating the world, but in the dictionary, creare meant to appoint an official. To create someone a senator. That was the idea. And so to create cardinals is to appoint them, period. And that's very classical Latin, really it is. And they say far away from what we think of creation.
And when they're created cardinals, the Pope gives them a red hat. How would you say the Pope gives them a red hat in Latin?
Well, dat eis pilium rubrum.
Rubrum meaning
red. And pilium is the little cap. Pileum rubrum is the technical term, the red hat.
And, well, he gives the red hat on the date of the consistory to all those who are not in pectore. He actually names some of the cardinals in pectore, which means...
Well, in his heart. So if he keeps one or two names hidden, it's in his mind or memory or in his heart, that's in pectore. I don't know when that started, when the terminology started, but that's what it means.
But it actually means, pectore means chest, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, certainly.
Obviously it's heart, but I mean... The actual word, pectore,
yeah,
is...
Yeah, pectus, yes.
If he elects people in secret, in pectore, in his heart, it's because these people might suffer retaliation in whatever political situation they live in.
Well, yes or no.
So why does he elect them in pectore?
Well, he could just say he's a cardinal with the full rights of a cardinal, and his name will be published, but right not now, or something. Yes, no, it could be.
Anyway.
Not to suffer retaliation.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.